morning. Welcome to Living Waters Church. My name's Kate. Today is our discussion Sunday. So hopefully you've managed to get together with those few people that you're able to get together with, or if not, hopefully you're being able to get together with people on Zoom so that we can have a listen and then have a chat afterwards about some of the things that I'm going to be talking about today. This is not normally what I would be doing. Occasionally I do get to present, which is an absolute privilege. This time I'm a little bit out of my comfort zone, but hey, I'm going to give it a go. I thought today I'd talk a little bit about my journey through lockdown and some of the things that God's been teaching me in more recent times, in recent months, in recent years actually, probably. But actually something that I believe is a bit of a key foundation and a key principle that is actually important for everybody, for our daily Christian walk and our everyday lives. And I wanted to try and put it into a context of what God's saying to me. So actually I thought it's really important to start off with something in the Bible of what sparked this whole thing and this whole journey. And so I'm just going to read to you from Matthew 22, 37 to 39. It's a verse or verses that you'll know very, very well. But actually I'm maybe going to bring some slightly different things out of it. So Jesus replied. He's replying to the disciples of the question that they've been asked. He says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbour as yourself." Or as the message puts it, love others as well as you love yourself. Now for me, I want to focus today on the love your neighbour as yourself, or love others as well as you love yourself. This one is a really tough one for me, because to be honest with you, I don't think that I've really got to the point that I can truly love myself. And this is a journey that God has been bringing me on in more recent times. I think growing up, I kind of had a very good childhood. It was positive, you know, I have great parents, you know, I have a great brother, I have lovely family around me who are encouraging, you know, we moved a few times as a child, but generally it was quite positive. But actually, somewhere along the line, some negative things came in, I think probably particularly from school, not my family, but from school. And actually, I began to not really love myself. I didn't really feel very positive about myself. I know that at one point in my education, one of the teachers just said, "Well, I think you should probably drop that subject because you're really not very good at it." I know at another point, one of my teachers said, "You let down the whole group by failing your exam." And yes, I probably did. But actually those kind of things had an impact on me and actually made a real difference to me, and are only things that I'm kind of processing now and coming to think about now, and actually made me love myself less. There was probably many other things, those are just a couple of examples, but actually I was struggling to love myself and still do struggle to love myself. I find it difficult to think about sometimes what I'm good at. On a good day I could tell you, on a bad day I probably wouldn't be able to. But actually through this time and through these difficulties that we've been going through at the moment, wow, has God been speaking to me. He has been bringing the message of loving yourself, valuing yourself back time and time and time again through so many things that I'm reading, things that I'm looking at. For anybody that knows me, I really like music. I like listening to songs, secular songs as well as Christian songs. God has been bringing some words of love and some words of encouragement through all those different things through this time, and it's been a really interesting journey. Now, I know you guys may or may not be going through the same things, may have had some of those situations, may not, may love yourself very much, may not. But if you don't love yourself, then actually we can't love others, and this is something that I'm learning and that I'm developing, and hopefully I will be in a better place. I'm in a much better place than I was, but hopefully I will continue to be in a better place as time goes on. So I'm going to read you a few quotes which I've picked up and which have encouraged me and have kind of made me think, do I believe that? Is that what God's saying? So I'm going to read them to you, just, you know, to hopefully encourage you and to help you think about this whole subject about loving ourselves. So I've been following Miranda Hart on Facebook. She's a comedian. I really like a lot of what she's saying. She's very positive. She's very encouraging. She talks a lot about kind of issues in the past and bullying and those kind of things. But actually tries to bring out so many positive things about people, and I'm really loving that, and I'm sure she's probably struggled over the years, but actually seems to be in quite a good place, which is really encouraging. But she put a quote out which says, "You're a unique, beautifully created person, infinitely loved, with so much more to offer than you can possibly know." Wow. God's trying to get my attention. Maybe he's trying to get your attention too. And when I first read that, I was like, I'm not really sure that I believe that. Yeah, okay, I kind of believe that I'm unique thing. You know, because even, you know, when you're little, you're taught about your fingerprint and how it's unique and it's completely different to anybody else's. And so that kind of side of it, I'm like, yeah, I realise that I'm unique. I get that. We all are. That's brilliant. But actually, a beautifully created person, sometimes I look in the mirror and go, oof. Not sure, not just about the way I look, but about the way I am as a person. Sometimes I come across as like really negative, or I come across a little bit abrupt, or I don't necessarily like sometimes the way that I speak or some of the things that I do. So I'm like, do I believe that I'm a beautifully created person, infinitely loved, with so much more to offer than I can possibly know? Probably right now, not totally, but actually I'm beginning to believe that. And I'm beginning to know that actually that is what God's saying. He brought that to my attention. I don't believe that was an accident. And I actually believe that that's something that he's saying, not just to me, but to other people. You know, can we grasp hold of that? Actually, I don't know, you know, whether Miranda has ever read her Bible, but actually God has similar things to say. In Psalm 139:13-14, it says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." Wow, that's what God's saying. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. He knew us from the beginning. You know, we can't really argue with God, can we? But actually we need to kind of get that, and we need to understand that, and we need to get that in our hearts, not just in our heads. Which I think is really good. In the Message it puts it, "Body and soul, I am marvellously made." Gosh, if we could grasp that and understand that, what a difference it would make. Another Miranda quote that jumped out at me, couldn't tell I was liking her, is, "I'm enough, I'm loved, I'm the only me in the entire history of mankind. There will never be another version of me. It's time to be me, fully and freely." Wow. Can we grasp that? I'm going to read that again. "I'm enough. I'm loved. I'm the only one in the entire history of mankind. There will never be another version of me. It's time to be me, fully and freely." Now, I believe that's something that God's not just saying to me, but he's saying that to all of us. It's time for us to be fully and freely ourselves. And if we can do that, if we can be fully who he created us to be, then we can begin and continue to love ourselves, which then means we can love other people, because that's what it says. In Psalm 36, verse 5-6, in the Message, it says, "God's love is meteoric, his loyalty astronomic, his purpose titanic, his verdicts oceanic, yet in his largeness nothing gets lost. Not a man, not a mouse slips through the cracks." God loves us so much. It's completely beyond our comprehension just how much. And if he loves us, why should we not be loving ourselves and therefore loving other people? It's sometimes a little difficult to get that into our heads, just how much God loves us. But actually, we can start asking him to reveal that more to us. I don't think that we've even grasped the surface of how much it is. I love those words, meteoric, his loyalty, astronomic. I mean, they're huge words, aren't they? And I think that's really good. And if we can grasp that, just how much God loves us, how God sees us, then actually we can begin to love ourselves as he does and I think that's really, really important. I'm on a journey. I'm definitely not there yet. I'm not a complete work. A lot of people will be able to tell you that. But actually, I'm beginning to grasp these things. I'm beginning to listen. God is not letting up on this as a subject for me. Every time I'm listening to stuff on the radio or reading things, something along these lines is coming up. He's not letting me get away with it. That's because he needs me to learn it. And I think that's really important. And I need to be listening to him and learning what he's saying. It's not easy sometimes. Sometimes I don't agree with what he's saying. And that's just me being stubborn probably, but sometimes I don't, and that's the reality of it. But other times I catch a glimpse of what he's saying and the fact that he loves me, and I can begin to chip away at those things that I don't love about myself, and I can begin to love some more things about myself. One wise friend of mine once said that she had a conversation with God. She was looking into the mirror and she was having a chat with God, and she asked God what he thought of her, and he went through every part of her body saying what he liked about it. And actually that was a revelation for her, and it really did make a change. It made a difference. God was saying, you are beautiful. I think you're amazing. I really like this part of you. And she really took that on board, and I will never forget her telling me that. That made a real impact, and actually maybe that's something that we can do. We can talk to God, we can look in the mirror, or we can just be, you know, walking around and chatting to him and ask him what it is that he thinks of us, because it's really important for us to grasp this. We need to love ourselves so that we can love others. It doesn't just say love other people. That's not what it says. It says, the second commandment is this, love your neighbour as yourself. So we have to learn to love ourselves. I know it's not easy, but it's a journey and it's a process. So hopefully today we'll begin to start looking at that and seeing, you know, seeing ourselves as God sees us. Because if we can see that, then we can see how much we're loved, and we can love ourselves in response to that. And I think that's really important. So on that note, I've got a few questions for you. We will put these up at the end so that we'll hold them on the screen, so you don't have to worry about frantically writing them down or whatever, or you could screenshot them if you're on a phone or on a computer or whatever. Keep hold of them, but we will keep them up so that you can have a look at the questions. Yeah, and be honest. What I would really like you to do today is be honest with those people that you're with. You know, don't try and put on a front, because that's very easy to do. I know I spend quite a lot of my life doing it. But don't try and be honest with people, because actually it'll make a real difference to you when you start to be honest. And hopefully me being a little bit honest about how I feel today will help you with that. Anyway, so the first question, what don't we love about ourselves? You don't have to go into loads and loads of detail on all of that, but just pick out a couple of things that you feel at the moment you don't love about yourself. Second question, what do we love about ourselves? And again, don't try and be modest and go, oh, there's not really anything, or, oh, you know, there's thousands of things, and maybe that's realistic, and if that's realistic, great, there's hundreds of things you can say, but if it isn't realistic, then please just be honest and just say, you know, what you do love about yourself. And then for both of those things, what do we think God says about this? Now, we might have to take a little bit of time to think about that. Maybe have a look at those things that you've said that have been negative, and spend a little time just, you know, quietly praying as a group. What does God say about that? And then what do I love about myself, and what's God saying about that? And then another little activity.